Welcome to Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm your host, Brett Cranson.
And I'm your co-host, Omari White. And we're excited to bring you insights from the decades of experience that we've both garnered in the financial services industry.
And whether you're just starting out on your financial journey or looking to optimize your existing strategies, our goal is to clarify the world of finance and provide you with practical, actionable advice.
And together, we'll explore a wide range of topics that will help you to navigate to your bright financial future.
So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and let's jump into today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm Brett Cranson, joined as always by the insightful Omari White. Omari, how's it going today?
Doing great, Brett. Excited to be here and to delve into another episode, engaging episode with our listeners.
Absolutely. And for those tuning in for the first time here at Smart Wealth, we're all about breaking down financial jargon into real-world solutions. Every 2 weeks, we bring you practical advice and actionable steps to grow your wealth and financial know-how.
Yeah, and that's right, Brett. You know, we tackle everything from investment principles to retirement planning. So no matter if you're a seasoned investor or just starting, we have something for everyone to level up their smart wealth.
And speaking of tackling, today we're addressing a topic that's often overlooked but crucial, keeping politics out of your investment portfolio.
Ah, that's a big one, Brett. And it's easy to get swept away with political tides, but when it comes to investing, this is a very risky move.
Exactly. The market is like a vast ocean, largely indifferent to our individual political compasses. So today, we'll explore why it's essential to operate your political views from your investment decisions.
Yeah, and we'll do it in our usual style, you know, casual but informative, peppered with a bit with insights, but a bit of humor, because who says that finance has to be dry, right?
Absolutely. Let's make finance fun. So grab your notebooks or just sit back and soak it all in. We're about to embark on a journey of smarter investing, free from the constraints of our political lenses.
Yeah, let's get into it, Brett. Politics and portfolios, a match not made in heaven.
All right, let's dive into our first segment. The market is impartial. I think this is a crucial starting point for our discussion today.
Yeah, definitely, Brett. Yeah, when we talk about the market being impartial, we're essentially saying that the market does not really care about who's in the White House or who's in Ottawa, who controls Congress or the Parliament. It really is a beast on its own, so to speak.
Exactly. The stock market, in particular, operates on a complex set of factors. Economic indicators, corporate earnings, global events, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, and this is not just theoretical, right? History gives us some very clear examples. Take the 90s, for instance. We had significant political events in the 90s, but the market was primarily driven by the tech boom, not who was in office.
That's a great point. The dot-com bubble, for example, grew and burst under different political leaderships, but it was more about technological advances and investor speculation than politics.
Yeah, and let's not forget 2008, the financial crisis, and that was a result of the housing market issues and really poor financial practices in general, not the directly related to political decisions.
Right. And even though politics can influence certain policies or regulations, the market reaction is often not straightforward or predictable.
So you mean to tell me that the market doesn't really watch the evening news and decide if it's going to be up or down on that basis?
If only it were that simple. But seriously, this is why it's crucial for investors to understand that market performance is influenced by multiple factors beyond politics.
Yeah, and that's why we say don't put all your investment egg in one political basket or in any political basket, to be honest. It's not just about who's in charge. It's about a broader set of economic trends, global dynamics, and yes, sometimes even a bit of good old market unpredictability.
Right. And keeping this in mind helps investors make more informed and balanced decisions without getting caught up in political whirlwind.
Yeah, so we're moving into a segment that's quite intriguing. You know, political predictions are unpredictable. Brett, this topic is often so hotly debated, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when it comes to politics, everyone has an opinion. But when those opinions seep into investment decisions, that's when things get tricky.
Right. The thing with political events is that they're inherently unpredictable. Think about election outcomes, policy changes, even international relations. They shift in ways that no one can expect.
Right. And these shifts can cause short-term market reactions. Like, remember how the markets responded to election results or major policy announcements? There's often immediate volatility.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. These are usually short-lived reactions. In the long term, markets have a way of balancing out.
Yeah, and that's why basing investment decisions on political forecasts can be misleading. You might think you're playing it smart by predicting political outcomes, but the market often has its own rhythm.
Yeah, now we have got research to back this up. Studies have shown that there's a very weak correlation between political events and long-term market performance. That's just a simple fact.
Exactly. One study, for instance, analyzed market returns over several decades and found that the overall trend remained upward, regardless of the political party in power.
Yeah, so what we're saying is don't let the political leanings dictate your investment strategy. It's not about who's in office or in Congress. It's about having a sound investment strategy and a long-term outlook.
Right. And this isn't just us talking. This is backed by historical data and research. Markets have their own logic, and it doesn't always align with political events or predictions.
So our takeaways here are politics is unpredictable, so the impact on the market is also unpredictable, but short-lived. Make investment decisions based on your financial goals and your principles, not political speculation.
So in this next segment of Smart Wealth, we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for many, emotional investing. Now, Omari, this is a big one, isn't it?
It sure is, Brett. Emotions run high, especially when it comes to politics. And those emotions, when they bleed into your investment strategy, this just adds a whole new element of risk to investing, which is already risky.
Right. And political biases are a type of emotional bias. They could cloud your judgment, leading you to make investment decisions based on your political leanings instead of hard facts.
Absolutely. So let's say you're a staunch supporter of a particular party. You might be tempted to invest in the sectors and the companies that align with these political parties. What happens if the political winds change?
Or on the flip side, you might avoid certain investments because they don't align with your political views, even if they're financially sound.
Yeah, and that's where the danger lies. Making investment decisions based on emotions like political biases can lead to missed opportunities or worse, significant financial losses.
So how do we maintain objectivity in our investment decisions? One tip is to diversify your portfolio. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, politically speaking or otherwise.
Yeah, diversification is key. Another tip is to do your research. Base your investment decisions on market data, market trends, and sound investment principles, not on political headlines or predictions.
Absolutely. And don't forget to consult with a financial advisor. A professional perspective can help keep those emotional biases in check.
Yeah. Also, take a long-term view on your investments. Markets ebb and flow all the time, daily, but knee-jerk reactions to political events can just disrupt your long-term financial goals.
Yeah, that's some solid advice. So to sum it up, keep your emotions, especially political biases, out of your investment decisions. It's all about staying rational and focused on the facts. All right. Next up, it's all about a fundamental principle in investing, diversification. Omari, I think it's safe to say diversification is more than just a buzzword, right?
It absolutely is. I know it sounds like an overkill, but it is just such a founding principle of solid investing that we're going to beat this drum. It's a cornerstone of a healthy investment strategy. When we talk about diversification, essentially we're talking about not putting all of your eggs in one basket.
Right. And this is crucial in mitigating risk, including those associated with political changes. Different sectors and asset classes react differently to political events.
Yeah, it's great. For instance, a change in an energy policy might have a meaningful impact on the energy sector. It's likely to, but it might have no impact on the technology or healthcare sector, as an example. So this is where diversification comes in.
Yeah, and a well-diversified portfolio is like having a balanced diet for your investments. It can weather different political climates and economic conditions.
Yeah, and diversification doesn't mean it's not just about mixing different stocks. Diversification means spreading your investments across all different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, real estate, digital assets, commodities, and the like.
And let's not forget geographic diversification. Investing in international markets can also provide a buffer against local political events.
Absolutely. I know, for those wondering how to build a diversified portfolio, start by assessing your risk tolerance. Your investment mix should align with how much risk you're comfortable taking. That is the first behavior, or that's the first factor to be able to keep your emotions at bay, because your risk and your investments are aligned.
Then research different sectors and asset classes. Look for those that historically haven't moved in the same direction at the same time.
And also consider index funds or exchange traded funds. This is a great way to achieve diversification in one single solution, especially if you don't have the time or interest in researching individual investments on their own.
And remember, diversification isn't a one-time thing. You have to regularly review and adjust your portfolio to ensure it stays diversified and aligned with your goals.
Absolutely, Britt. A good financial advisor is like a lighthouse in stormy seas, especially when politics starts rocking your investment boat.
And now it's time for our final segment of today's episode, Seeking Professional Guidance. Omari, in times of political turbulence, a financial advisor can be truly aligned, can't they? Or truly ally.
Aligned and ally, quite frankly, Brett. I mean, you know, they just provide a level of objectivity that's hard to maintain on your own. You know, an advisor can help you to filter out the political noise and the headlines and focus on what really matters for your portfolio.
I couldn't agree more. And one key benefit of consulting with a financial advisor is their expertise in navigating market uncertainties, including those stemming from political changes.
Yeah, and the reality is that, you know, credentials are important. Check their qualifications, their track record, and how they're compensated.
That's right. And when it comes to choosing a financial advisor, look for someone who's qualified and, importantly, unbiased. You want advice that's in your best interest, not colored by their own political views.
And communication is key. Choose an advisor that listens to you, understands your goals, and actually speaks your language and in a way that you can appreciate, understand, and you can act on.
Also ask about their approach to investment strategy, especially in relation to political events. You want someone who understands the importance of a long-term diversified strategy.
So listeners, if you're feeling uncertain about how to navigate your investments in these politically charged times, don't hesitate to seek professional guidance. It could be the best decision you make for your financial future.
And a good advisor tailors their guidance to your unique financial situation and goals. It's not a one-size-fits-all deal.
Absolutely, Brett. So we've covered some crucial ground today. Let's just do a quick recap for our listeners.
Well, folks, that brings us to the end of another episode of Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. Omari, what a journey it's been today. First, we discussed the market is impartial. Remember, the stock market operates on a complex set of factors beyond just political changes.
We dove into the political predictions and the unpredictable and how it can impact the market in the short term. Long-term performance is influenced by broader fundamental factors in the market.
We also tackled the risky business of emotional investing. Letting political biases influence your investment decisions can lead to unnecessary risks.
Yeah, and of course, diversification. It's not just a strategy, it's a necessity in mitigating risks. It doesn't eliminate risk, but it certainly reduces it considerably. And those risks include political changes and the risk of aligning your investments with politics.
And finally, we talked about the importance of seeking professional guidance, especially in times of political uncertainty. A qualified financial advisor can be an invaluable asset in navigating your investment journey.
And it really all boils down to one key message, you know, keep politics out of your investment portfolio. It's essential for smarter wealth management and achieving your long-term financial goals.
And hey, don't forget to tune in to our next episode. It's going to be packed with more insights and tips to help you on your financial journey, so you won't want to miss it.
Thank you to all our listeners for joining us today. It's a pleasure to be on this journey with you.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more insights and practical advice on navigating your financial future. Until next time, keep making smart wealth choices. And that brings us to the end of this episode of Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. We hope you found our discussion enlightening and feel more equipped to take charge of your financial journey.
Indeed, Brett. And remember, every step forward counts, no matter how small. So if you found this episode to be of value, subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform share it with your friends, and leave us a review.
We're also eager to hear your thoughts, questions, and what financial topics you're interested in for future episodes. Reach out to us on social media. You can find our links in the show notes.
As we look forward to navigating your future financial waters, one episode at a time. So until next time, remember, knowledge is the greatest wealth. So keep investing in yourself. Until next time.